Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue regarding Islam and non-Muslims is the notion that it is generally believed that Muslims cannot inherit the wealth left by a non-Muslim relative, and vice versa also. A non-Muslim also cannot inherit the wealth of a Muslim. Now, this issue is arisen on the basis of a narrative whose words I'll read out to you. It says, La yaris al-Muslim al-Kafir, wal al-Kafir al-Muslim. A Muslim cannot be an heir to a Kafir, nor can a Kafir be a Muslim's heir. So on the basis of this narrative, it is construed that a Muslim cannot inherit from a non-Muslim and vice versa. Today, when we are living in a society when there are large-scale conversions going on in the whole world and a lot of people are converting into Muslims, this issue becomes even more important, because we find in a single family, parents, for example, who are non-Muslims and their sons or their daughters convert, and then this question arises whether they should inherit from their non-Muslim parents or not. Similarly, there can be other instances also. Now, the first thing which needs to be realized is that this narrative has a very specific context. And the words which it uses is kafir. It does not say non-Muslim. It says kafir. And I have explained this a number of times. We cannot regard all non-Muslims to be kafirs. A kafir is a person who deliberately denies the truth. He knows what the truth is and he still denies it. And the second thing is that since this matter relates to one's intentions, one cannot ascertain who a kafir is until and unless the Almighty tells us. And in the times when he sent revelations, and he sent revelations to the Prophet Muhammad, he himself specified who among his addressees had become kafirs by deliberately denying the truth. Today, we cannot ascertain whether a non-Muslim has denied the truth intentionally or not. So therefore, we cannot say whether he is a kafir or not. We cannot regard him a kafir or not. He is a non-Muslim to us. So therefore, this narrative cannot be extended to the non-Muslims of today. The non-Muslims of today have to be regarded as non-Muslims. We cannot say they are kafir or not. And the words which this narrative uses are very specific. It says that Muslims cannot inherit from kafirs and vice versa. So therefore, we cannot, on the basis of this narrative, regard non-Muslims or Muslims of today to not inherit from each other. This would be an erroneous application of this narrative. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ